So on the Zechushin Simon Shin Lamed Beis, if Koton Hay and Vav. What we've had so far is that at the time of the Schirus, some kind of a kinyan takes place. That the Schirus, the Dibur is koine at the time of the Schirus. And the way we've established it so far is that what's happened is an agreement, a value is put to the job. A clear numeric value is put to the job. This job is worth X number of dollars. Then we moved into what happens if it's a chefetz. If I say, work for me for this object, work for me for this watch. So now we've given it we've attached a material object to the value of it, but what is it worth? And there's market value and so on. And then we had the Rosh who worked the whole thing out that there's no kinyan in the object. The reason that chefetz din is so important is because it establishes the limits of what kinyan does take place at the time of Schirus. And what then seems to be clear based on the Rosh in Avodah Zorah is that it's not a kinyan in the chefetz. There's no kinyan whatever in the chefetz. All that there is an undertaking on the socher to pay a certain amount. And that amount is, in this case, is determined by the value of the chefetz, which leaves the socher the option to pay with the chefetz or to pay with cash, because there's no kinyan in the chefetz. The poel can't come along and say, "I dafka want the chefetz." There's no kinyan in the chefetz, but there is. So, what would you say? There's no kinyan in the chefetz. What is there? What has happened? What creates the obligation on the socher to pay? Why can he not back out? So the one was we learned in the Ktosah Chushin, that idea of it's almost as if the poel is paid, he's given money. So you now you're holding his money. He's worked for you. And you've agreed that work is worth a certain amount of money, so it's as if, like a buyer, has given you the money. Now, you haven't made a kinyan, you can give him back the money. But the only way you can give him back the money is the money that was agreed. Or the value of the money that was agreed. That's how the Ktosah Chushin learned, is that right? The other way that one could learn is that he was meshabed himself. That the socher is actually the socher is meshabed himself. That in the event you will do this work for me, I give you a shibud in myself, that I undertake to pay a certain amount for it. So those would be the two ways of understanding the chiyuv. The difference will probably come up now. There's something before and there's an agreement up front almost, and maybe there isn't such a difference. But the obligation is created by the poel doing the work. By doing the work, I've given you money. You're now holding my money. So give me back my money, or give me back, or whatever it is we agree. Give me back what we agreed. So it's a transaction. The other way, he actually creates a shibud up front. I'm a shabbat myself that if you do this amount of work, I will pay you X. I guess would be the, and maybe there isn't a difference. Maybe that it works out to be the same thing. So on that din of chefetz, that's a din that the Beis Yosef brings into the Torah. That's the first time we have that. And the Torah doesn't mention it, strangely. Although the Rosh himself is mechadesh that din, the Torah doesn't mention it. Only the Beis Yosef does. Don't know why the Torah doesn't mention it. But the Beis Yosef brings the Trumas HaDeshen. No, he brings the Rabbeinu Yeruchim on a few different items. And at the last thing he brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim is Mi shehitna impoel shehitin lo chefetz ploili bischoro acha sheoso amlocha noisin loi oi hachefetz oi hadomim ma sheyirtze balabayis macha sheloi meshecho hapoel loi kino. So that Rabbeinu Yeruchim is clearly based on the same Rosh. And it's strange, for whatever reason, the Torah doesn't bring that lahalocha here, but the Beis Yosef brings that, makes reference to the din of the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Also interesting, the Ramah brings it, which is also strange. The Torah doesn't bring it; the Beis Yosef does, and even though the Beis Yosef brings it on the Torah, he doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah does, and he says. And And he brings Rabbi Yeruchim as the source, and he brings the Rosh, and he brings the Ran, the Rosh and the Ran from Avodah Zorah, and a Tshuvas Maharam. So there are a lot of sources for that din. That there's no kinyan in the chayfetz, but he does have to pay the dmei chayfetz. On that says the Sma, v'dafka b'chayfetz din ahachi v'loy b'shtar choy v'chemoy shikosu b'fiske maharai simen resh lamed v'hivoy b'dar kemoy shisimen ze b'ktsore. So says the Sma, all the Sma says is dafka b'chayfetz din ahachi v'loy b'shtar choy. So how do you understand that Sma? Let's try and understand the Sma. The Ramol says, if you agree to chayfetz, the balabais has an option to give demei hachayfetz. Says the Sma, dafka chayfetz, not shtar chayf. What does he mean? What's the case? How do you understand that?
You hired a worker and promised him a shtar chov as payment.
Okay, so I've got a shtar chov for $1,000. I will give you the shtar chov. So what does the Sma say? What can I not do? So if that were a chayfetz, I could give him the chayfetz, all the money. In the case of shtar chov, what is it telling me?
You can't give cash.
I can't give cash. So
whatever
amount. I've got to give him the shtar chov. And why can't I give him the cash? The shtar chov is... What are the two things, Ram, when you talk about the face value of a shtar is the amount that it says you can get your claim. Is that right? So if I lent you $1,000 and I have the shtar chov is the face value, and the sale value of it, what's that called in commercial language? The market value of the shtar.
I mean, I suppose the...
And then there's...
I presume the assumption is that the face value, if the value of the work is $1,000, the face value is like $1,500 or something like that, because otherwise, you know, what's the difference really?
Yes, so you've got to say, why would he not? Surely he would rather take the money than the shtar. He can't get more than $1,000 for it.
Right.
So if the balabos is offering $1,000, why would he not accept that? He doesn't have to go and worry about claiming it. Of course he can do that.
He would.
Yeah, there's no havamina that he can't. That's what the Sma means. Right. So the Sma must mean you can't give him the market value. You can't give him the market value. You can't say, I'll give the same as you would with a chayfet. The chayfet, you give the market value. You can't do that. So why not? So what's different between a shtar chayv and a chayfet? How did you understand? What's the difference between a shtar chayv and a chayfet? No. Before we, let's just understanding the Sma.
I think the way we looked at it was there's a difference between a commodity and we were actually searching for a good categorization, but something like an item that has it's a non-commodity, it's got an element of risk and opportunity built into the pricing. It's unique. It's like a piece of art where there's a lot of uncertainty about the exact market value. There's a wide range of possibilities.
So let's tighten that definition up a little bit and just let's say that there's uncertainty about its face value. How much it could be realized for.
Right.
How much it could be realized for. We don't know how much you can actually claim with it because there's risk and time and all sorts of things. But it does have a known market value. And its face value and market value are different even today. That's a chayfetz might go up in value. That's why the balabos wants to give him cash, because when we did the deal, the chayfetz was worth 1,000. Now the chayfetz is worth 1,500. I'll rather give you the 1,000 it was worth when we agreed. That's what that must be the case of the Ramo. Otherwise, what's the difference if he gives him money or he gives him the chayfetz? So clearly, there's a differential between the value of the chayfetz now and the amount that it was agreed for. So he wants to give him the old amount, the money at the time of the agreement. The difference with the shtar chov is that there are two values even at the time of agreement. There's an unknown face value in a sense. We know what the face value says, but we don't know what it's going to be worth. And there's a known market value, which is less. So when you give him the shtar chov, he can use that shtar chov to claim with and get the best he can up to the amount written on the shtar. If the soicher wants to be mesalek him with money, and say at the time of the debt, at the time of the hiring of the schirus, this was a, had a market value of $200. It can be claimed for an amount of $1,000. I want to pay you the $200. Maybe he's even actually been paid out the shtar chov already. He's already got his $1,000 between the time that he did the deal and the time he actually did that. So that's how I would understand the sma. That you says the shach. He brings the sma. Dafka bechef its dinner hachi veloy b'shtar chov v'chomoshi kosa befiske mahar aisim and reish lel lamed u'mivir abda kemoshi b'tzora ad kan loshin sma. V'retzoin eloyma. So the shach helps us out in case we didn't get it, and says the b'shtar chov im lo yitein lo hashtar chov im kein lo niskayim hatnai velo yitein lo klum vasoich shibed es atzmo loses lo sechari. If you don't give him the shtar chov, then you've given him nothing. Does that mean you're going to give him nothing? No, it doesn't mean you're going to give him nothing. You're going to give him the value of the shtar chov.
It means if you don't hand that shtar chov to him, then you weren't mekayem the tnai where you said you would.
Yeah, what does he mean by velo yitin leklum? What does he mean by velo yitin leklum?
Because presumably he's not going to give him, not pay him at all.
It sounds like there's nothing or
something else.
Yeah, but then how he goes on. Vasoch shiur de tazmol ases leschoro, kene bifiske maharai sham. Ulefi zeim, yitzi yitin loy mashi shove ashtarchu, kvi mashi shove limko kumur gabi moch ashtarchu v'leil. But to give him the value, the market value, that of course he can do. So in that case, what does the sma mean, dafke achefetz but not ashtarchuv? What is the shach trying to say? Dafke achefetz but not ashtarchuv. Ashtarchuv, you can give it its market value.
Well, the Shach says
you can, yes, but he's explaining the Sma. So, but what the Sma says, it's a Chayfet you can give the value of, but not a Shtar Chov. Meaning what? A Shtar Chov, you can't give the higher value, you can't give him the face value? Why not? And why you've got to give him the Shtar Chov? Says the Shach, yes, and according to that, you can certainly give him the market value. What is he talking about? So the shach altogether is just incredibly difficult to understand without anything. It's terribly the sma we can actually figure out what he's saying without looking at the marai inside. It's very difficult to understand what the shach means. So let's look at the Ktzeis HaChoshen, who then brings the whole Trumas HaDeshen in word for word.
As arguing with the Shema,
but he says Ratzon Eloima, and then he says Lefi Zeh.
You're saying he's being Mevar the Shema, saying that you do have an option. Where the Shema himself sounded like there is no option.
It sounds like from the Shema that which you do with a Chayfetz, you cannot do with a shtar. What is it that you do with a chayfetz? You give the market value. That you cannot do with a shtar. What does that mean? So let's work through the through the Ktzeis HaChoshen and Sifkot and Hei, so he starts off bringing the Sma, Davke Bechevetz in HaChpilah B'Shtachoy, V'Kamak Shav B'Sadav Asiske Ma'aray, V'Shach Kosov Zer Shun V'Ratzel Ma'ashti B'Shtachoy, and now mine goes all crazy, the wording is wrong, B'Shtachoy, Yitze Yitin Lo Ma'ashti Shove HaShtachoy, K'fi Ma'ashti Shove L'Mko, K'mok Gabi Mok HaShtachoy, it brings the last part of this, I guess. That he does have the option to give him a shtar chov kifi mashu shovelim ko gabi moicha shtar chov. That's what it says. The din with moicha shtar chov is that if I give you a shtar chov and then I'm moichel, So Brian owes me money and I have a shtar chov. I give it to Gershon in payment for something or as a gift. I then am moichel Brian the shtar, so your shtar chov is worth nothing. The din is I've got to pay you, but I've got to pay you what it was worth at the time I gave you. I gave it to you, not what the face value is. So the same here, says the what a shtar is worth is what its face value. So what we don't understand, but what it can be sold for in the market, what we don't understand in the shach, is so what can't you do with a shtar chov? If you're going to give him the face value, sure he'll take the face value. What would be wrong with that? That's worth more than than the shtar is worth, because he doesn't have the trouble of going to claim it.
You cannot give it for its sale value right now.
But the shach says you can. So what, according to the shach, can you not do? When the Sma said, dafke a chayfetz, but not a shtar chayf, what, according to the shach, what did he mean? So says the Ktzis HaChayshin, l'fi she'la nizdasi eino nireke midivrei trumas hadeshen, l'chein tzrichin anu l'hatik l'foneinu l'oshun moharai v'zeh l'shoinu. That is, doesn't seem to be what the trumas hadeshen. It's interesting that the shach doesn't ask our question. That the Ktzis HaChayshin doesn't ask our question. He just says it's not, that isn't what the trumas hadeshen says. What did the trumas hadeshen say? V'hai de torach achar shtar chov shel chaveiroi ad shehevi'u lidei piro. In a person who was tasked to claim a shtar chov for his friend until it was paid out. V'hurad loy min habaylim v'niskabel kinyan al zeh. And they made a deal that he would subtract a certain percentage, say 25% from the amount claimed, and he would give the bailim the rest. That's how I understood the case. Is that how you understood it too?
Yeah.
V'chosov, and the Trumas Hadeshen writes, Tohire echod midayin adishifili, Tzoloi kono hasochi. There was a dayan there who made the psak, that there's no kinyan, the sochi has no kinyan. Mishum de'en osius nikne, ele b'ksivu mesir. You can't be makne ashtar with a normal kinyan, with a kinyan chalipin, or whatever. The only thing that you can be makne shtar with is another shtar. So you've actually got to write a shtar to say, I'm giving you this shtar, and then you hand over the second shtar, and then that's the only kinyan that works for shtaris. And here there was no such thing. They didn't write a separate shtar. All he did was gave him the first shtar and said, you can keep 25% of what you claim, and there's no kinyan, therefore there's no chiyuv. This is not morally right, because this dayan is teaching people to back out of their deals. So it's almost as if the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, look, forget the halacha for a moment. We've got to figure out the halacha, but it can't be like this dayan said, because that would create crooked people.
What will they say?
No, because we're teaching people to be hadron, like to be mahadron on their words. They reverse. They would not stand by their words. Yeah. Shapir over, vaday love shapir over. This dayan didn't do correctly. Le migmer to teach, tainota de inshi tainas for people that can make them into hadronas, that can allow them to back out.
Didn't aim as we learned it. Aim as nichen. Doesn't that mean shouldn't disregard what the dayan is saying?
Yes, don't leave him alone. Don't let him get away with this. No. Is how I understood this. And don't ignore him. We've got to go after this guy.
We thought the idea that there's no mesira, there's no real kinyan, that concern of the dayan is critical here, and we shouldn't ignore that point.
Yes, I'm understanding that he's upset with this dayan. That the Trumas, I just say that.
So near the Mishum Ha, which is what he's about to say, Vali Lav Shaper. We learned that as near Mishum Ha,
we learned that the Balabai
see them this year. Right.
That he is, because essentially because he hasn't done a Tzivu Mesira, he set up the collector to think that he has a right in the shtar chov when really he doesn't, because there's no ksiv and sira. So there is something to what this dayan is saying. However, he goes on, and that's how we learned it.
That's how I understood it, that you shouldn't let this dayan off. This is not what he did, is not right. On the other hand, he's right that the on the one hand, you don't want to let the soicher get away with backing out of the deal. That wouldn't be right. On the other hand, he's right that there wasn't a kinyan. The soicher was not koine his 25%. And you can't say that schirus is so powerful that when a poel does his pula, he is koine the thing that was agreed. So we see from the Rosh that although there isn't a kinyan in the chayfetz, there is an absolute obligation on the soicher to pay, and you can't allow the malve in this case to get away with not paying the agent on the basis that the agent didn't have a kinyan. He has no kinyan in the shtar. All he was koine is the obligation to be paid. So the nafkemina is, if the Rosh would have concluded that you're koine the chayfetz, then he would have been koine the shtar and everything that comes out of the shtar, and he therefore would have been entitled to 25% of the final amount that was raised. That he hasn't got. He has no rights in 25% of what was finally raised, but he does have 25% of the value of the shtar at the time. There was no kinyan in the gusuf ksav because Oisius b'ksivet b'sira niknu. And since he wasn't kinyan in the gusuf ksav, he certainly wasn't kinyan in the money that came out afterwards. That was a dov shelo ba lo'ilam. Ela, what did he have? He had the only concrete amount. If the dibur of schirus fixes an amount, all that was concrete at the time was the market value of the shtar. So he got 25% of the market value of the shtar. So that's his first response. Omdam nira shiesh loyemar b'haida ashri.
Ayyesh l'chalik.
Sorry?
My version had yesh l'chalik.
Omdam yesh l'chalik. Well, I've got it in abbreviation. It could be. Omdam nira shiesh yesh yud lam. It could be yesh l'chalik.
Bahá'í.
You know, what is possible, as I'm looking at it and thinking of a different way of learning what we've just had, is this could all have been that dayan. And what he could have been saying is that dayan could have been saying, Nira Dibish says the dayan.
Because he did prop him up just now.
Nira dimishum ho en maznichim lahai dayona. The dayonim should not leave this person to be a mahadra. Is that how you understood it?
No. We learned that this dayan's svara of we're missing siva and masira is the critical reason why it's not 25% of the pirayin.
Now, it might be that he's saying, because of the hura echol midayin adishvili, deloy kono haschir mishum deinos is nikne. I think probably the way we learned is right. That's the first way of taking it is, yes, you're right, he hasn't been koine the shtar, but he's certainly been koine the rights to be paid. How much? Well, the only fixed amount that we have from the time of the agreement was the market value of the shtar, so you should get 25% of the market value of the shtar. That's enforceable, says the Truva Sadeshim. Nira shiesh l'chalek, b'hai, Dashri perik basrada vedazora shehosom kiven shelo elam tzorich losses lo demeh hachev, it's already skyim the schir tenoi. by having to give the socher the demei hachefetz, the tznai is fulfilled completely. Remember in the case where where the man wants the itzlis for the get, we say where it's clear that he doesn't want to cause her tsar, he just wants value. What do we care if it's the itzlis or it's the value of the itzlis? Im kein nida didanim lo yikne beguf aksav, im kein lo niskayim lo itznai. Here it's different, because here the understanding was that he's getting the guf haksav, 25% of the guf haksav, which would mean 25% of its power to claim at the end. And if he doesn't get the guf haksav, im kein lo niskayim lo itznai, that wasn't what his understanding of the deal was. It's all very well. We're going back and say, look, you didn't earn koneh the shtar because oisus bin levan oisus are not niknu, but I mean only niknu the series. So you weren't koneh the shtar. I understand. So I have no kinyan in the guf hashtar, but there was an arrangement. Our understanding was that you would pay me 25% of what I collect. And if you don't pay me 25% of what I collect, my deal hasn't been fulfilled, and don't compare me to the Rosh's case, where the deal was fulfilled. So you see the idea of shibed atzmo. And that's where there could be a difference between shibed es atzmo or the first example that I gave, who gave him money. If you say he gave him money by working, and he says, give me back my money, well, at the time you did the work, we had a shtar that was worth 200, not 1,000, so your money is 50. Mm-hmm. If you say, I'm a shabid myself, that means I'm a shabid myself for the future. And here we get a big enough gimme in the next piece, and this is the key to this whole piece of Kses HaChoshin. Uvereish afa pi kosfu betoisvus b'shem Rabbeinu Eliyo. Did you look at that toisvus? That Tosfos is important. Try when you have the time to look at everything. Firstly, it just adds, almost always, understands the dimension of understanding. It adds a dimension of understanding. And secondly, it gives you Bekiyas. So even if you therefore have to learn around it, you've got to learn the Sugya, but that's how you learn Bekiyas. That's the other way of learning Bekiyas.
I looked at this as simply answering the kasha that he had brought about Dor Shalabal Olam.
Yes, but it's the key. You'll see why I think it's the key. So Tzitzvus asks, Temad Ashav Nogu Shikosev Choson Lekalo Meo Litrin Afav Pishein Lo Shove Prute. Chosonim are writing subas for amounts that are way beyond their means. The bishlamo kashiyesh lo hu meshabit nechosov lezeak chayiv, v'hoil v'nischayiv afilu nevdu elu anechosim, v'kona acherim, hei mishtabim afu pishein odo makne dover shaloi bo ilom. Mikol mokom odo meshabit dover shaloi bo lo ilom, kivan de kosov v'd atid ana lemikne kida amrina b'mishimais. That's why we say, v'd atid ana lemikne is if I lose these and get other things instead, then those things should become meshubodim. But there has to be something on which the shibud is chal now, asks Tosfos. So it's a nice kiddushin dike kind of kasha. Ksubas dike, anyway. Aval oysa she'en lo hechi shtabed nechosef shikne achar, ken kivin shenu nischayev lo, hayinu dova shelo ba lo ilam. What chiyuv is there that the moment he has nothing? So there's no chiyuv is created. This is a real dova shelo ba lo ilam. So what is the value in a ksuba that a choson writes that exceeds his current means? V'shol ri le rabbeinu Eliyo, le rabbi Eliyo. Veheshiv loy, de matzinu ki inyan ze beferek hasocher es hapoelim, de tanya, matzne shoymer chinam li yoyz kashoyel. Shoymer chinam can say, I accept upon myself to have the dinim of a shoyel. Uforech b'may, b'dvorim. Such a stam dvorim, what kind of kinyan is that? Umeshani b'shikonu miyoda. Could be a kinyan. Mashma b'chol inyan, afo pish ein makne loy, shum nechosim. So what is he being koine? So they do a kinyan suda. What is he actually being koine? What is the mafkid being koine? Elo she meshabed gufo lezeh hachoyev me'ata. Lecha she yu loy nechosim chal shi'ibudo me'ata. Ve'en ze kinyan dvorim ba'alme, kikitin kinyan dvorim loy havi, elo kahay derech bo v'basra, shikonim yodom lach lichotzer she'en bodin chaluke. That's kinyan dvorim. We'll divide a chotzer that doesn't have din chaluke. So there's nothing to be chalom, nothing can be meshubed, it's meaningless. It's kinyan dvorim. A massive chiddush of Rabbi Eliyahu that when you meshabed yourself, it can be for dvorim shelo ba'al olam, because the kinyan is not chal on the dvorim, it's chal on you and your ba'al olam.
You have earning capability.
Yeah.
I have nothing, but I can generate.
Isn't that like with discounted cash flow? Isn't that the way it works? The cash flow actually isn't in the world yet. Is that right? When they discount cash flow, it's future cash flow, isn't it?
So it's on the goof.
And that's a shibud. So if a bank lends a business
against future...
I remember, so one of my clients, when they were funding a toll road, how did they... So they, what does it work there? So they lend the construction company a massive money. The construction company is meshabed the future cash flow. It's a dovah shelo ba'aloyilam, but the company is ba'aloyilam. So the shibud is chal on the gavra, not on the cheftza.
That's good.
Yeah, that's the chiddush of Rabbein Eliyahu. And we'll see why it's so critically important.
The sutra will say he wasn't meshabed himself at all. They'll say, I was dealing with the selling value of this. it's only the poil that's going to say.
Oh, so you'll see what he says, the Truman Sedation says in a moment. V'hechi d'chazinu limtzoi tam v'raya k'dei l'kayim minag d'poshuk gam ba'atzeinu sh'torchin over chuyvis l'mechzev l'shish reviyah in pritze pe'lachzo b'dovar kanshu. The minag is, it's well known that you pay people a percentage of what they raise. You're incentivizing them to raise as much as they can. You would, if you'd fix the amount at the value of it, is what incentive has he got to get any more than that? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make commercial sense that was your intention. So clearly the intention was a percentage of the amount that will be claimed. You trying to get out of it now by saying there was no such kinyan, so I'll be masalik him with the that's what the Maharai means. When the Smai brings the Maharai, that's what he means. You can't be masalik the soche, in this case, with the market value of the shtar. You can only be masalik here. You've got to pay him, you've got to give him the shtar itself or the value of the shtar that it will be able to claim. Because now, the only difficulty with the sma, now you see that the sma took a bit of a leap. Because the Maharai isn't talking about our case at all. The Maharai is not talking about where you soicher a poil to paint your house and you give him a shtar chayv. The Maharai is talking about your soicher a poil to claim your shtar chayv. A collection agency. So a collection agency, you can say there's no question that the intention was to give you a commission on what is paid. But how do you know that the intention of the soicher here was that? Maybe the intention of the soicher was taka. I'll give you the shtar now. But if at the time that you finish the work, the shtar actually has become worth more because it's closer to payment date, or the person, the lover has just got a big inheritance, whereas previously he didn't have any money, or something has changed, I want the option, as in a chayfetz, to give you the value of the shtar at the time, because that's all we had in mind at the time. Says the shach, you can do that. That's like a chayfetz. So what can you not do? I suppose what the Shach is saying is, in the Maharai's own case, if you actually hired him to claim to be Gover the Chayv, you can't do that. Because there clearly you were Meshabed yourself. But where you're using the Shtar Chayv as an object, so Shtar Chayv can also be an object, it's a marketable object. There clearly you have the choice of paying him off on the basis of the value of the object at the time of the Schirus. Is what the Shach would then be saying.
The whole Truma Sedation that they're basing it on is Ehai Detarach Afer Shtarkov Shel Chaver.
Yes.
Which is collection.
Yes. So it would seem to me that the Sma, the way we learned the Sma is, it makes no difference whether the poel is being hired to collect the debt or to paint the house. The fact is, you're paying him with a shtar chayv. The shtar chayv is involved, is the payment. The shtar chayv is the payment, and the chiddush of the Maharai is that the reason you have to pay him is because you mishabed yourself, like any soicher. So that's where the Maharai comes to, Trumas Hadeshin comes to Schirus the other way around and says, the collection agency is in fact a poel. And you're paying him with a shtar chayv. Aye, you can't be koneh the shtar chayv, and a chanai, but you're koneh a shibu to pay him the amount. If that's the case, the way we understood the smah to be saying, the same applies to when you hire him to paint your house and you're going to pay him with a shtar chayv. However, we're suggesting, maybe not so clear, because what's important here is that in the where the pu'ula is the claim, it's clear that there was Meshabed himself, because he wants to incentivize the poel to claim as much as he can. But where the pu'ula is defined, paint my house, who says that he was Meshabed himself? Maybe he was using the shtar exactly as a chayfetz. And that's what the shach says.
Which means, why would we be speaking about 25% then? Instead of giving you the chayfetz, this shtar is a chayfetz. It has a face value of 1,000, it has a sale price of 700, and I'm giving you 25%
of... No, we're not talking about 25% with the that's percentage. That's only the Maharai brings in the percentages.
Mm. Right, the Maharai gave the tzad of calling it a chayfetz, and we had decided on a set fee, which happened to be a revius of the sale price.
Right.
Right. So he put a commission amount.
You're talking about the Maharai's case, where Maharai. We hire him.
Right, where it's a collection agent.
It's a collection agency, and he says...
And he gave two stud in there. He said either it's like a chayfetz,
right,
or it's a shibud on the guf. So either it's the sale price now, or it's
right.
Going to be paid.
And the Maharai
switches.
Comes to the conclusion right. At the end that it's a shibud haguf based on Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Tosfos.
Right.
And with that is Mekayim the Minag, the commercial Minag, to do that all the time.
How else do you get people to run out and do
that? How else do you pay a collection agency? It wouldn't be commercial sense to do it any other way. And that's how it works, that you're Meshabed yourself. But that Svora works, we're arguing, that Svora only works with the collection agency.
So when the Sma said the word, B'loi v'shtar cho, did he mean shtar cho as a chepetz or shtar cho as a job?
Right. So Lichoya, the Ramo is talking there about. So yeah, when he says when the Ramo, when the Sma says on the Ramo, but not with a shtar chayv, does he mean yes? Not when you use a shtar chayv to pay a collection agency, as the Maharai talks, or does he mean not when you pay a pearl to paint your house with a shtar chayv? Says the Chayshin, he's talking about a collection agency. Says the Shach, he's talking about a collection agency. But if it's just a person, of course, he can give him the market value of the shtar chayv, the same as with any other chayfetz. Why not? So let's see what the Chzeis HaChoshen says. The Yevuah, Dibitchila ola da'at Elohim ha'shelo yikne ele demei shov yoshiruviz ha'ksav, kshitki litrach. Originally, he thought that he was kone a quarter of the market value. The Tanai Schirus has not been fulfilled. Clearly, originally it wasn't worth it. It was worth even less than a quarter. Let's see if we can figure out from the wording of the Ramo at least what he means, because that's the Ramo is the one who brings the Trumas Hadeshin on the skin. Is there any way we can see from the Ramo, the Darke Moshe, whether he means collection agency or he means the shtar chayiv. So he says the following: v'chosov maharai b'fsochov, the dafka shenoisein loy demei hachefetz, aval mi shenoisein lechaveiro shtar chayiv ligvoisoi, lemechzo lishlish, lo yuchel achar kach lachzo mishum davidov shelo ba'elo ilon. Clearly, he's talking about ligvoisoi. He's not talking about where you are paying him to paint the house.
So the shach is misinterpreting the smach?
No, the shach is right. The shach is according to the way we're learning now, the way we're now understanding, the shach is interpreting the smach like the Darkei Moshe. So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, you'll see he's talking about a collection agency. And in the case of a collection agency, he's meshabed himself to give 25% of the ultimate amount. And he can't be mesalik him with the shtar. With a Dmei Hashtar. You can't be Mesalikim with that.
That's not the Shach.
Why?
No, then the Shach goes on and says, however, the fee is there.
However, you have a way out. If
you want to pay someone to pay the house.
Yes.
That's non-collection.
That, yes, this is the shtar. But if you're talking about a poel who's painting your house and you're paying him with a shtar, says the shach, you can certainly give him, you can be mesalek him with the money based on its current market value. The same as with the chefetz.
Which is not what the sma was referring to.
Why do you say that's not what the sma was referring to?
Because if the sma said you cannot use the shtar poel, then the sma was referring to a collection case. And he was saying, you can't pay him what it's worth. Now you must pay him what it's worth.
In a collection case.
Right.
In a collection.
And he didn't even touch on the chayfet.
Right.
So the shach comes along and says, so the shach is saying, but don't forget, the sma would allow it.
Well, that, right.
If it was a chayfet.
The Trumas Hadeshin is only talking about a collection agency. And this and that idea of being meshabed himself on the ultimate amount doesn't apply where you're using the shtar as a chayfet. To pay a poel.
So what's the problem with the shach?
Oh, so yeah, it's like, remember I said to you, I forgot who it was, who said, I think it was Reb Chaim, or the Beis Levi, he doesn't learn Musa. He says, what you need Musa for is to learn Anova. When you're learning Torah, one minute you say, the question is right, what was the shach thinking? And the next minute you're saying, but the shach is so clear, what's the question's problem? Then you realize that you're nobody. You don't understand the shach. You don't understand. You just wave with whatever you happen to be at the moment. The Chazon says you think he's right. The shach says you realize you don't have das yourself.
Thank you.
We kind of get that because you're right. Because when we started learning, certainly as I learned it, I had such difficulty with the shach. It just didn't make sense at all.
Now you've resolved it, but the last line is the tama on the other shach.
But so now we've resolved, we understand it, but the Ksis HaChushin doesn't accept the Shach at all. So the Ksis HaChushin doesn't accept any difference between a collection agency and any other poel. When you use a shtar as a form of payment, you're being meshabed yourself for the future. You're actually saying, I'm willing to give you what I can raise with the shtar. Or what's written on the shtar? If I pay you now, then I've got to pay you. Then we've got to assume that you'll raise the full amount. That's what I'm meshabed myself to do, and the whole basis for that is Rabbeinu Elio. So he says, since the Trumas Hadeshin bases his final view on Rabbeinu Eliyahu, sheyochel odem leshabed esatzmo bedovah shaloi be'olam. Therefore, he says, and we know that schirus you meshabed yourself. You're not koneh the chefetz. Says the, I think this is how the Ksis HaChushin learns. If you would hold that you're koneh the chefetz, then maybe he could be mesalek him with the market value of the chefetz at that time. But you're not koneh the chefetz. So what are you koneh b'schirus? Says Rabbeinu Elio, a shibud. If you're koneh a shibud on the future, then the amount you're talking about is I'm undertaking to pay you. I'm giving you the shtar as an I'm not giving you the shtar because you haven't been koneh the shtar. There was no kinyan on the shtar. When we agreed that I'll pay you with this shtar, it was a shtar for $1,000. So I was meshabed myself to pay you $1,000. And there's no reason to be mechalek between paying a poel with a shtar or paying a collection agency with a shtar. Let's just go through Vov, because it links in very, very clearly, and it's not difficult, and then we'll try and unpack it. So what would be the din if I said to you, I will pay you with the fruit that my orchard will produce? Why? Because that's a shibud. V'imkein huadin bedava shelo b'loilim bedomav miyon nischayev. L'fi ma shekosavti b'sifkot nahei b'yivtiach litin b'schar tirche ligvoi shtar choriv shiye lo mizeh shlish or revia. Now look what he says here. De'en shominis ashtar choriv l'fi ma sheyoshove b'eshitorach el atzorich litin demei shlish mima shegova. So what is he understanding? He says the whole of Sif Hei was all about a collection agency. You're right that the Trumas Hadeshin is talking about a collection agency. And you write that the Ramor brings the Trumas Hadeshin only about a collection agency, which means the Sma is talking only about a collection agency. He's assuming the Shach is also talking about a collection agency. Who's talking about anything else?
I think that the point of the Shach to...
Yeah, but then the Shach makes no sense. Yeah, which is what he's saying. Then
the case is a collection case. Everybody agrees with that. And says the Shach that if you would like, you can categorize it as a chepetz as well, and you would give the amount that it would be sold now.
But that's exactly what the Sma says you can't do.
The Sma says you can't do that when it's a collection case.
Yes, but...
But you could easily take a shtar chov. We don't have a collection agreement. I just happen to have a shtar chov. I'm about to sell it. And I'm hiring you to do some work, and I'm going to give you
the shtar chov instead. So that's how we understood the shach.
Right.
So we understood that the shach had made a shift from collection agency to a poel.
I'm saying he's covering both.
And the shach is covering both. The collection agency, you can't be misalik him with that.
That's what Sma is referring to.
However, he goes a step further and says, but if it's a poel, you could.
If you keep it,
says the shach. But clearly, that's not how the Tzitz HaChushin learned the shach, for whatever reason. So we see that when the Tzitz HaChushin learned the whole Sif of Sifkot Nehe, he's learning his collection agency. He's not learning at all about. Imkein huadim biftiach peres dekel en shomin kama shove achshuv kodim shigidlo aperes shu bezol el atzolich litin peres dekel achas shigodlo odume aperes achas shigodlo. You have to give him what the peres will be worth, or you have to wait until they come. So here he is talking about a poel. The Rambam holds over there that a dovah she'in lekitzva, you also can't do a kinyan on. The Rambam says, if you can't do a kinyan on something that doesn't have a fixed amount, not as, even if it is bal olam, but if the amount isn't clear, you can't do that. And the Tzitz HaChushin writes over there that if you mavtiach the poel liten lo mezoinus, you're mechuyiv. Even though it's ainu kotzuv, since shchirus is nikne bediru dibur, then I'm meshabed myself. It's a shibud in me. Exactly as Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, the chosen has no money, but he's meshabed to pay himself when he gets the money. So if I'm undertake to pay the poil meals for the next 5 years, the food's not there. Doesn't matter. The shibud isn't chal on the food. The shibud is chal on me. V'zeh niru lanes dais ibinyan Yaakov v'lovan. How did that kinyan work? But since schirus is nikne b'shibud, you can be koina even a davar shelo ba'lo'ilam, because Lovan was meshabed himself to pay whatever nekudim would come. The shibud is chal on Lovan; it's not chal on the animals. Mi b'piskei ma'arai kasev b'ha. The Trumas Hadeshin learns it a bit differently and says that is the shibud was chal on the parent animals for their velodos. Sorry?
They have potential as well.
Yes, so you're actually buying their potential. You can say also because b'kodem matan Torah, it was a schirus was chal One could be koine dovah shelo ba'lo ilam, and with tzoin lovin as well. Even if it is a dovah shelo ba'lo ilam, you don't need to even come on to this. But what we have in the Ktzos HaChoshen is the idea that so what would the Ktzos HaChoshen say about paying the poel to buy or paint your house using a shtar chayv? Can you be mesalekim with face value?
You have to clarify what you mean by shtar chayv. Do you mean collection agency
shtar chayv? No, paying you, painting the house. You're painting my house, and instead of paying you cash, I pay you the shtar chayv. At the end, you've painted. I now realize the shtar chayv is worth more than its face value at the time you painted the house. So I want to be mesalek you with the market value of the shtar chayv at the time you painted the house, the same as chayfetz. According to the Ktzos HaChoshen, can I do that? According to the Ktzos HaChoshen.
You told the poel you would give him a percentage? Or you're
not? No, let's say not a percentage. Even without a percentage.
You're just saying, I'm paying you with this shtar chayv.
So we know there's no kinyan in the shtar chayv. So in what form will the Tznai be fulfilled, the Tznai Schirus? So it's clear from Sifkot and Vov that even though Sifkot and Hay wasn't talking about that case, the din would be the same and you would have to pay him the end amount, not the amount that it was worth at the time. The amount, you would have to give him the shtar, either he claims the shtar as much as he can get, or you claim it and you give him what you got.
And only the Tznai came with them is to give him face value.
And the only way he can be Masalik his mom is to give him the face value. From Sifkot and Vov, we see that although Sifkot and Hay wasn't talking about that, so he's Moide. That's not what the Sma is talking about. However, if I were to project into that case, using Rabbein Eliyahu as the foundation, it would work both with Dovah Shelo Ba'lo Ilam and with Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvo. It doesn't matter because the Shibud is on the Gavra, not on the Hefta. And there again is why he doesn't understand the shach, even if the shach is saying that you're talking about paying the guy for painting the house.
What if that was the arrangement, clearly spelled out?
No, that would be different.
We're not talking about future collectability, we're talking about...
The current value of the shtar is 200,
right.
And that's what but I'm going to pay you with the shtar, I'm not going to pay you with cash. Clearly that would be 200, because the amount is actually specified.
Right. There's two poilons here. There's a poel who acts as a collection agent. That's one poel.
And the shach is mechalek between that poel and the...
And the standard poel is being paid with.
Right. And what we're suggesting is the svara of the shach to be mechalek is the end of the Trumas Hadeshin where he refers to commercial practice. Saying from the commercial practice is to give people a percentage of what they claim. That svara only applies by collection agency. You have no raya that was the intention when you're painting the house. Says the shach, therefore, when you're painting the house, you should work with the market value of the shtar as if it were a chayfetz, because that's not what the Maharai was talking about, it's not what the Ramo is talking about, and it's not what the Sma is talking about.
Even though the Maharai said the words, behind the Torah achar, shtar chov shel chaver, is it possible to say that means a painter?
No.
Impossible.
That's a collection agent.
Right. He said I should do the well.
I just want to check the Nesivus because the Nesivus tries. Sorry, Gershon.
Why not read those words as v'hai de tarach achar shtar chov shel chavera? No.
Because the loshen tarach achar shtar chov shel chavera is a halachic loshen for a collection agent.
Right. And he said the huder on the bottom. I have a huder. You have a harder.
So the Nesivus, I don't want to see if the Nesivus is saying the same thing as we're saying or different. In the case that the Ktzos HaChoshen described, if I said that for your tircha I'm going to give you as much as I can claim in the shtar chov, Even the Shach agrees. You can't fob him off with the market value. He's saying, if the work that he did, painting the house, was finished before the shtar chayv was claimed, so at the end of it, there's still a shtar chayv on the table. For example, he throws in a different thing. He told him to go and get the shtar mekuyam. So he's still working in the shtar chayv, not collecting, but go and get a kiyum on the shtar chayv, and I'll pay you 20% of the value of the shtar.
Not paint.
Not paint. Somewhere in between. Veroitzi litin kifi ma sheshove shtar chayv bishas gemar pu'ulo. And the shtar chayv is still, so now he's come back with a kiyum. And there's still a shtar, which is going to be claimed in a year's time. As yochel litin, then he can give him money based on the market value. Lo ilam tzorich litin shivu demei hachevetz mi ma sheshove hachevetz gemar pu'ulo. So he wants to say that's what the shach is talking about. If by the time he's finished the work, the amount has been paid.
Or not been paid.
Yeah, you can't. Once it's been paid, once the face value has been realized, you can never go back to its market value.
Because there it is.
Because there it is. This thing is now worth.
That's the
chayfetz now. Yeah. But if it is not yet, then the chayfetz is still the piece of paper which still has market value. And therefore, mikomachem b'dovah shelo ba'lo ilom, shekosov k'seis achushin t'zorich litin l'ma she'shovin k'sheyigdilo ha'peres, l'fi anistaisi lo nireken. So therefore, and the nafkimina will be by b'dovah shelo ba'lo ilom with a peres, because he's not working it as shibud aguf, he's not going along the lines of shibud aguf. L'fi anistaisi lo nireken, rak shenoisim lo k'fi ma she'shovin limko b'shas gemar p'ulo, da'azhu piro en aschiris. At the time the schirus is finished, that's when you lock it. Schirus is finished, what's in front of us? There's a tree that doesn't yet have fruit. So what is the future value of the fruit of the tree? That's what you're going to pay the poel with. If when the time of the schirus comes about, there's a shtar on the table, the shtar is the thing that has to be evaluated, and you can pay him with the demei hashtar. But if the shtar has already been realized, or the fruit of the dekel is already there, then clearly you're going to pay him with the fruit of the dekel. The pu'ula is for whatever is there at the time of the claim for the demei schiris.
Unless the pu'ula itself is.
Unless the pu'ula itself is the collection, when you don't get paid until you've collected, that's where the nesivus comes and says that's why you can't really compare it. That's talking there about where you've got to do the job. The job is you've got to collect. Now you bring the money to him. That was the Trumas Hadesh's case. The guy brought the money and took off the commission. So once you bring in the money, he says, yes, there, I agree with them. The Shach agrees, everybody agrees, that you've got to go by the end value, not by the former value. But if when the job is over, like the Kiyum Ashtar or something else altogether, if when the job is over, there's still only Ashtar and there's no Guvaina, what do you have to calculate whether this will be? You don't know what you're going to get for it, ultimately. Says the Ktsois, based on Rabbeinu Eliyahu, I don't care that I don't know what it's going to be worth. I'm a Shabid myself to give you whatever that is.
Why doesn't the Ktsos allow for that scenario where the shtar is simply a chayfetz? Why is he bothered by the shah?
Because based on the Trumas Hadeshin's understanding of the Rosh, there is no kinyan in that shtar. So what is there? Says the Maharai, what there is a shibud to pay in the future. It's a dovah shelo ba'olam and a dovah shein lo kitzva. Doesn't matter. We've proved that even if dovah shelo ba'olam and dovah shein lo kitzva, you can be meshabed yourself to pay.
And because the shach is built upon the moirai, or he can't bring in another possibility as well. You can't say the moirai is talking about collection, and I, the shach, both the sma and the shach are built on the moirai.
Yeah, because the shach, I suppose, doesn't say anything about switching. He doesn't say that's dafka collection. However,
Well, the first one he said, Lo yitin l'klum. And he said, for shibid atzma. So that's the collection case.
He says he brings a sma, v'ratzoin elama, to b'shtar chayvim leitin l'ashtar chayvim ken lo niskay matznai, v'leitin l'klum, v'asrech ha-shibud esatzmo leset l'escharo.
There's the shibud, which means it's the collection case.
Ken hu b'fiske maharasham, u'lefi zeh,
and now,
im yirtze yitin loy, who's the loy?
Im yirtze,
now this is a new, yeah,
meaning if the deal was, mashu shav ha-shtar chayv, fi mashu shav ha-libkar, you could have a scenario like that.
Now, if the deal was that, then certainly there would be no question about it. But what we would have to say is that the Im Yitein Loi is switching to saying here, to our case in the Shulchan Aruch,
right,
where we're talking about the pearl to paint the house,
mm-hmm,
not a collection agency. So that's what you would have to say in the,
right,
in the, in, and the, and that he finishes the pu'ula, and there's still only a shtar,
lying on the table,
says the Nesivas. There's still only a shtar lying on the table. There hasn't yet been Guvaina. In that case, says the Shach, you could be mishalikim with the market value of the shtar that's on the table.
Right.
And the Ktzoy Zachoshin goes further and says, no, since the shibud is on the guf and not on the cheftze, you mishabed yourself for the full future value. That's how it would work. So in the Chazor, for it would be worth to go over the whole Ktzoy Zachoshin, obviously, to learn the Tosfos in Ksubis. Also, you can look at the Ktzoy Zachoshin in Samach Sifkot. No, not there. There's the Ktzoy Zachoshin in Sifov, in Samach Vov. In Samach Sifkot, have you got Sifkot and Beis there? It's a mistake if you do. Have you seen? Ein Mashi Kozbasim and Samach Sifkot and Beis, Beiftiach Lapur Litin, Bezonis, the Mechiv Litin, Afil Das, Harambam, that piece of Rambam, it's Sifkot and Gimel. Yeah, it's Sifkot and Gimel there.
Oh, mine corrected.
Yours corrected from Beis to Gimel.
Yeah.
And Beis is a long one. And a very interesting one. So it took me a long while to realize that it was Gimel, it's Bekias.
Okay. Sure, I love it.